Once in the country, there was a little boy. Every morning that he would go to the table with his little two sisters and brothers, you know, he would go there. He couldn't talk, but his mother didn't know what was wrong with him. So she would go to the table in the morning. She'd fix breakfast. She'd fix toast and coffee, you know, for coffee for herself and toast and eggs for the children. And she would ask them, say, what you want this morning? Oh, Mama, toast and milk, you know, things like that, you know. Little old boy, he couldn't talk good. So she asked him, said, what you want, son? She said, hush. See, I'll tell you what you do. You just hush. I'll just go bring you what I bring the rest of them, because one of these days, I'm going to learn you how to talk. She going back and she fixes. Next morning, same thing. Say, well, what your children want this morning? Yeah, butter and toast, Mama. Get around to the little old boy. Say, what you want? He said, he said, Lord, have mercy. That's what Mama said. And she walked away. Said, wonder what's wrong with my child. He heard him. But you know, the little boy couldn't do no better. So after he found out that Mama couldn't understand him and he couldn't understand the way that Mama was doing him, he packed up his little flour sack and he decided that he would leave. So when he left, on his way, he run up on an old rolling mill, what they call Mr. Charlie. So he walked up to Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie was working around his rose bush and things. So he came to he was aiming to say Mr., but he didn't know his name at the time. The man straightened up and said, my name is Charlie. He said, he said, well, boy, I ain't got time to fool with you. You can't work. He said, me can work. So the man went on and worked. He touched him again. He said, me want a home. He said, look, boy, I got an old bunkhouse out here in the back. Saying, if you promise me that you will stay in this bunkhouse and watch my mill and keep the fire from burning my mill down, say, I live 2 blocks up the road. Say, and if you see the mill's on fire, so you run up and tell me the mill's on fire. You got a home with me as long as I got it. Thank you, Mr. Charlie. So the little old boy went to bunking back there. Sure enough, last one Sunday morning, Mr. Charlie's mill caught on fire, which he forgot about what he had told the little boy. And the little boy run up to him. He was cleaning out his front yard, making it beautiful with them rose bushes. You know how you get them rose bushes, you know. And the little boy run up there and pitched him on his back. And he raised up and said, hey, son, say, here you is again. Said, yeah. And he was pointing back toward the mill, trying to tell him his old mill was on fire. So Mr. Charlie said, I ain't got time to fool with you. So the little boy stuttered too bad for him to understand. So when Mr. Charlie stooped over again, he patted him on the back. Said, rope. He said, wait a minute. He said, if you can't talk, just sing. And he hollered, oh, Mr. Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Mr. Charlie, yeah. Mr. Charlie, say if you ain't got no water, boy, just let that old mill burn on down. Little boy was lonesome. He walked off and cried, he said. Back in the city one more time. Whoa, Mr. Charlie, I won't have found no place to stay. Little Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Little Charlie said, boy, you'll have a home with me. Just as long as there is a day. Side, he'd tell him one more time. And he hollered at him. Oh, Mr. Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Mr. Charlie, burning down. Little Charlie said, if you ain't got no water, boy, just let that old mill burn on down.